First Chronicles chapter 4, beginning verse 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, beginning verse 9. The Bible says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Amen. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for this time you've given us. And Lord, I pray, God, that you just bless. And thank you, Lord, for what you've already done today. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible school time. Thank you, Lord, for the teachers. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'd bless in this part of the service. Thank you, Lord, for the songs that's already been sung. Lord, how you've encouraged our heart, Lord, to thank you and to praise you more than we ever have before. And God, I pray we'd keep you first in our life and everything that's done. And amen, especially this time you've given us, Lord, I pray that we'd be thankful. God, I pray, Lord, you'd bless as we look into the message this morning. God, I pray you'd touch hearts. God, I pray if there's one that's lost here, Lord, I pray you deal with that heart. The Holy Ghost of God will do what we can't do. Convict them of their sin. Show them their need of a Savior. God, I pray they'll make things right with you. Pray for all of us, Lord, that we'll draw close to you through what's said and done today. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Here in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, maybe a familiar passage of Scripture. I preached on it years ago. And just a few years back, somebody come out with a book and a lot of different studies and talked about it a lot. And I don't know if a lot of it's, well, I guess it's all good when you get in the true Word of God and study and something to grow and something to glean upon. But you know, I was thinking about just one particular thought about this, and I want to look at four different things. You can really divide up what Jabez says here, and this is the only time he's mentioned in the Word of God. I mean, I think it's something, there has to be something said about somebody that the only thing that God said about them or mentioned about them in the Word of God was one simple prayer that he prayed. Ain't that something? I mean, for one simple prayer that this man prayed, God said there needs to be an attention in my word about this man that prayed this prayer. And I think that's a blessing. Amen. You know what? We need more praying, folks. Amen. You know, I believe we'll won't have no problem thanking him and praising him if we'll be praying, people. Amen. As I guarantee you, really praying, you start praying to the God of heaven and start thinking about what God's done for you, I'm sure you'll be thanking him. Amen. I'm sure you'll be praising Him and thanking Him. And there's some things that will get right, praise God, if we're praying people. Amen. Yeah. I want to commend our church. You know, we've had a couple different missionaries come by. And, you know, we don't, some of them, you know, a lot of times the missionaries come by, they don't know anything about us and we don't know anything much about them. But, you know, we try to find out, you know, if they're going to preach the book and all that. You know, they got to preach and stay in the King James Bible and they got, you know, we find out some things about them. But what I'm saying is we don't know much about one another. But I've had a couple different missionaries come and say, boy, y'all believe in praying. Amen. Have the time of prayer. And one missionary said he'd been in churches all over the country. And he can only name on his hand, count the number of churches that he went to that still had a prayer room today. And I say, praise God that we still have a prayer room. Praise God we still want to come around the altar and pray. Hey, don't never get away from that. Amen. Let's not never get away from the power of prayer and that we need to be a praying people. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm sure that if God chose to take old Jabez here and write this about him in the Word of God, I'm sure there's going to be some blessings in heaven because we've kept the line of communication open. We get to heaven one of these days and we'll thank God that we've been a praying people. Amen. Yeah, amen. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be praying people. Praise God. And it's a blessing. But I tell you what, it's more even a greater blessing than that is that God answered his prayer. Amen. God heard his prayer and answered his prayer. I mean, his prayer is mentioned, but then, thank God, the Bible tells us that in the latter part of verse 10, it says, the last sentence, there's a couple sentences there in verse 10, but the last sentence says, and God granted him that which he requested. Amen. Amen. He prayed, and then the Bible says God granted him that he requested. Ain't that a blessing that God answered his prayer? You know, I believe we serve a God that answers prayers. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that I wasn't taught that, you know, you just go ahead and pray and do everything you want to do, but your God's not going to answer your prayer.
Amen.
That's what some people are taught. And I guess that's pretty wise for them folks to teach them that, because if they're not serving the true and living God, there's not going to be an answer to their prayer.
Amen.
I mean, some of them teach them, you know, you don't ask your God of nothing. You don't ask Him for nothing. You just go ahead and you pray, but you don't ask Him for nothing. Well, that's pretty smart for some of them people that's all messed up and has taught that type of religion, for them to say that, because a God of wood and stone, a God that you bow before, the little G God, if you will, is never going to answer anybody's prayer.
Amen.
But the big G God that I serve hears and answers prayer, praise God. He hears and answers prayer. So I want to talk to you a little bit about a prayer answered. A prayer answered. Here in 1 Chronicles, the only passage we find about old Jabez, and I preached a message from this before, but this is totally different really. I want to look at four different parts of his prayer that he prayed. And I'll tell you what, I believe we can take old Jabez and we can move him over in the New Testament, put him in the New Testament church, put him amongst the disciples with the Lord, bring him, praise God, over here to our church, bring him up here in 2007, praise God. And I believe what he prayed is right on target what God's people ought to be praying.
Amen.
I mean, really, what he prayed and what he did is right in line what we ought to be praying today. Amen. This may have been thousands of years ago, but Brother Tom, it's right on track for 2007. It's right on track for our day and time we live in. In fact, we need more praying people like old Jabez was. I know that there's a lot of things that we can pray for, a lot of things we can ask God for, and I know that, you know, prayer in a sense too is asking and receiving and seeking and finding and knocking, and it shall be open. But I believe that there's one thing for sure, that we serve a sovereign God that's in charge and in control of everything. I mean, we serve a God that spoke this world into existence. We serve a God that gives you the very breath you breathe. You wouldn't be able to be here this morning if God didn't wake you up, if God didn't bless you, if God didn't give you health, you wouldn't be here this morning. So we serve a God that's in charge and in control. And so many times, there's some people try to, I mean, a preacher I got saved under, he used to talk about people using God like a spare tire. Amen. They just get him out when they need him. They just pray to him when they need him, when they're in trouble. But that ought not to be so. I mean, we ought to be communicating with God. We ought to keep the line of communication open all the time, praise God.
Amen.
God's good to us, and God blesses, and God takes care. He's in charge, and He's in control. So what I'm trying to say is, wouldn't it be a blessing if when we pray, I believe it'll turn out like old Jabez did. I believe it'll turn out like Jabez did here, and God will answer the prayer if our prayers are more in line with the will of God.
Amen.
Like I said maybe a couple weeks ago, sometimes our want-tos is not in line with God's want-tos, what God wants in our life. And what a blessing. I mean, God, listen. I mean, it might have been a lot of people praying that day. Amen. There might have been a lot of people offered up a prayer before God. But God zeroed in old Jabez's prayer. He said, now that, boy, I mean, he's on target. Amen. What he's had to say today is on target. It's in line with what I'm going to answer. So he answered his prayer. Let's look at a few things. First of all, he prayed about God's blessings. He prayed about God's blessings.
Amen.
He said, bless me indeed. Oh, what a thought to look at today as we look at Thanksgiving. I know I had somebody this past week ask my kids. We get this. It's already started. Asked two of my boys was with me, and they asked him, they said, are you ready for Santa Claus? And Jacob is so outspoken about this, don't say anything to him about it, Lord God. I mean, more than any other two boys, I don't know why. I mean, we ain't tried to be mean one way or the other, but, you know, he just told that fella, he said, oh, that ain't no Santa Claus. And that guy said, do what? And I mean, he was just puzzled. He didn't know what to say. And I told him, I said, I tell you what, we celebrate Jesus Christ. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and I don't think there's a thing wrong with that. Amen? Amen. I mean, we started talking about that and everything, and I said, and I tell you what, I'll just throw this in while I'm here. You, most time we forget about Thanksgiving. Don't you know Thanksgiving's next? Saturday I was talking. I said Thanksgiving's next week. Amen. We done forgot about Thanksgiving. Amen. This world and the commercializing of Halloween. My goodness, we won't get back on that. And Christmas, all that commercialization, we go right into Christmas and forget about Thanksgiving. And the only thing Thanksgiving was set aside for was praise God. There were some people that wanted to come over here and worship God. There were some people that wanted to come into a land that they could worship in freedom and be like we are right now.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And they said, let's stop and thank God. Amen. Let's stop and thank Him for His blessings.
Amen. Yeah.
And somebody would have said, well, what about all those women that got killed this past winter? What about all those children that died? What about the men that died? It was mostly women and children that died from that pilgrimage as they was here in America. They didn't focus on that. They just said, God's allowed us to be here. Let's bless the name of God. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him thanks. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, God hears a prayer like that. Old Jabez says, bless me indeed. Bible says, you say he might have been selfish in that. No. I mean, God, and you know what? You know why God blesses you? God blesses you that you can bless somebody else.
Amen.
God blesses you and takes care of you that you can help somebody else along the way.
Right.
Amen. Don't let me forget, we'll do that Thanksgiving, we'll give that at the end of the service, praise God. But listen, the Scripture tells us here, Psalms 68 and verse 19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Praise God, ain't it good that there's not a day goes by that God doesn't come by and bless you. God doesn't come by and bless me. I like that song. I can't remember the name of it. There's a song that says, "Didn't he wake me up this morning?" Amen. And I was in my right mind and all that. The song goes talking about being in my right mind, and he's clothed me and he's fed me and he's took care of me. Boy, God's good, ain't he?
Amen.
And old Jabez says, bless me indeed. I tell you what, if the Lord blesses you, everything will be all right. If God blesses you, your needs will be taken care of. If God blesses you, everything will be all right, and you can help somebody else and you'll have what you need. Praise God. Thank God. He said, Lord, bless me indeed. And the Bible says God granted him that which he requested. God granted him that which he requested. God heard and answered his prayer. Praise God. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:6, the blessings are upon the head of the just. Ain't that good? Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings.
Amen.
It's good to be faithful, amen. Good to be faithful to the Lord. Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Like I said, we can take old Jabez. We can bring him over into the New Testament time. We can bring him over there with the disciples. We can bring him out at the early church. We can bring him in here, praise God, at Gospel Way Baptist Church. And he'd be right on target praying, Lord, bless me indeed. Because God answered his prayer. Not only that, but let me say he prayed about God's moving. He prayed about God's blessing. And he prayed about God's moving. I tell you what, it's good to see God move. It's good to see God bless. But when he blesses, if you got a place that the waters are coming in and there's no outlet that it's going out, that type of place, a lot of times you look at them little old ponds. I mean, I remember there's some little old ponds that as a little boy around here in Cherokee. I guess all of them dried up now after this drought that we've had, but I remember seeing a few of them last summer. I was just kind of noticing last summer as a few of them I went by and tried to find them. Some of them I couldn't find, Brother Tom. All grown up and woods everywhere and everything. But a few of them that I found, they were stagnant. They were just, I mean, they looked awful. Lord God, I thought, how in the world did I ever drop a line in that thing? Hey, man, I don't know. But anyhow, I can remember as a few that we went to and as a young boy. But anyhow, you know, those type of places, there's no outlet there. But man, you go down by a brook somewhere, you go down by a creek, And again, this is not, maybe it's not a good year to use this illustration, but you know what I'm talking about. If you can find one nowadays, you know, it's a Russian. Man, I mean, it's clean water. It's pure water. A lot of times you can go when the waters are rushing and everything, and you can just take a good drink of that water, and boy, it's cool and it's refreshing, and it's a running. What you see, that stream has an outlet to it. It's just not sitting there stagnant. It's not sitting there and where that when it sits there, there's no outlet. That water's coming in, but it's not going out. Well, you see, the Lord blesses us that we wouldn't be like a stagnant pond. God blesses us that we might overflow and, praise God, be a river that's flowing out the other side. God puts it in, praise God, that it can go out. Amen. And so He says, bless me indeed. And then He says, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. I don't think He was thinking about Himself. I think He was thinking about how God could bless. And the greatest picture I see in this is looking over to, hey, how God is blessed in missions, how God blesses in soul winning, how God blesses in reaching folks for Jesus Christ. In fact, I tell you what, I think that, and I was looking at this passage of Scripture this morning, I about switched over and preached out of Psalms 126. As I got to reading this, and I said, well, I'll just leave it like it is, and I ain't saying I'm preaching a message in the middle of the message, but Let me give you just a few points on this one, okay? There ain't a lot of points under the last point, but let me give you three under this one right quick. If you look over in Psalms 126, and you don't have to turn there, but you probably have this memorized, but Psalms 126 verse 5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Right there is prayer, amen? Sowing in tears is coming before God and praying over some lost souls, praying over somebody's life to be changed, praise God. Then it says, He goeth forth weeping and bearing precious seed and shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Praise God. The next thing we see there is He's going forth with the precious seed of the Word of God. Well, that's soul winning. Amen. That's going forth with that precious seed of the Word of God. That's taking and leaving somebody a gospel tract. That's talking to somebody about their soul's condition. That's that soul winning process. Then He goes on to say, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Well, that's a continuing process there. That's mission work. And so you've got three things that I believe, and unto God, if we'll get a hold of, I believe that the Lord will bless us. The Lord will bless our church if we're a praying church, if we're a soul-winning church, if we're a mission-minded church. Amen. I mean, God will bless a church that is in line with God's wants. I mean, there's only one thing that Jesus Christ died for. He didn't die that you could sit on a padded pew. Amen. And we got the best pews in town, praise God. Amen. I said that last year. Hey, we went to another church and they had this lumbar support. I sat there in that thing. I said, now, look at that. I was with my wife and I said, Mel, they got that lumbar support in there. Feel that. Boy, that's nice. She said, it ain't as nice as ours. I said, okay. I said, well, hallelujah. I thought I found one that was as nice, but yeah. Hey, God didn't bless us just so we can sit on the pew. Amen. God blesses us if we're a praying church, and I believe we are. God blesses us if we're a soul-winning church. God blesses us if we're a mission-minded church, praise God. God will bless us, thank God, if we're going forward for Jesus Christ. He said, bless me indeed. But that ain't the last thing He said. The next thing He said was, enlarge my coast. Amen. Bless me indeed. And give me somewhere else to tell somebody about Jehovah. Give me somewhere else to tell somebody about God and the blessings of God. Give me another opportunity. Give me another place to go, praise God. Many times I had somebody come up to me. I had somebody this past week come up to me and said, I've got somebody, I mean, they hear about charitable and you might be somewhere in another town or something. And I mean, this is somebody that's soul conscious. They come to me and said, listen, I got somebody I want you to go see over there in charitable. I got somebody I know where they live, and started describing it and everything, and I knew about where it was at. And he said, well, you know, if you can't find it, just hit all those houses around there and tell them about Jesus. But there's somebody over there I know that needs to be saved. And we had somebody, a few weeks before that, we had somebody, we was over visiting one area up off of 216, and they said, we know somebody lives over in Delview area. said, I want you to go over there to their house and talk to them. They need to get saved. You know what? We need to have a burden for lost souls. We need to realize everybody we come in contact with that don't know Jesus Christ, their personal Savior, is going to burn in hell forever. If we don't reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, they're going to reject the Lord Jesus Christ that died for them. Yes, He loves them. Yes, He died for them. Boy, we ought to go with those tears like the Scripture says. That's that prayer. Then we ought to go with that seed, praise God. There's that soul winner. And then we'll realize those sheaves coming back in. Praise God, that's missions. Because thank God, a lot of times we'll do something. And we got some prayer letters in this week. I share them usually on Wednesday night. But I thought it was a blessing what we heard. Brother Dale Burrell sent one in. Brother Heath sent one in. And Brother Dalton Heath, and said pray for his wife, Norma. And she's actually been in some several treatments and different things. And to pray for her, and we'll share maybe more this Wednesday night. But too, Brother Dale Burrell, that's what we do on Wednesday night. Every new missionary leader that comes in, we share something about it over here on Wednesday night. We take up an offering on Wednesday night, go toward mission. We take up an offering Sunday morning before you go to the classes, take up an offering for missions. And but he said here, Brother Dale Burrell is going through several different states. And he used a passage of scripture quote. He said, "Who hath remembered us in our low estate, for His mercy endureth forever. Hath redeemed us from our enemies, and His mercy endureth forever." And he talked about going to two new states. He went down to Texas, Alabama, and then two new states, Louisiana and Arkansas. He's been doing some traveling. Amen. Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, and in those four states, every state they went into, they seen thousands of troubled teenagers. They go into juvenile detention centers and those type of places and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were able to visit one-on-one with the children. Every place they went to, they was able to visit one-on-one with them and then have a service. Amen. You know God's going to bless. There's going to be some seed sown there. Even maybe more saved later on from that one-on-one talking to them and then a service together with them. Seen 132 kids get saved in those four states. Hallelujah. You know what? And then I want to share this with you. He says, we give God all the glory. It's nothing about what we did, but it's all about what God, all about what God and what He did. We just praise God and thank Him for letting us be a part in His marvelous plan for these kids. Your support of us allows us to go, and God puts it in your account. God puts it to your account. Ain't that a blessing? We thank you for all you do for us and pray that God's blessing blesses you mightily. You know what? There's souls that's been put on your account that you'll never see till you get to glory. Amen. Can you imagine some teenage boy coming up? Maybe they got saved at a teenage. You know, we don't know what their life holds. I've seen some God get a hold of them and save them, but they've been in so much mess. And they get out of that place and something happens and they lose their life. Because they get back around that crowd and something happens and they're just, they can't get away from it. And they lose their life. And you may see some teenager from Arkansas that say, thank you for sharing with that missionary. Thank you for sending that missionary over there to the jail to preach to me. We might see somebody from Brazil. We can't understand them down here, but praise God, we'll all understand it up there in heaven, amen? And somebody from Brazil that can't even speak the English language right now, but we'll be talking some, I don't know what language you're going to speak up there, but praise God, we'll be able to communicate one with another, and we'll communicate with them of a different color and a different race that we've never seen before. And they'll say, thank you, praise God, thank you that you said one day, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. God says, that's good. Hey, that's good. I like what that fellow's praying down there. Praise God. He says, bless me indeed. He says, enlarge my coast. God says he granted him his request. Scripture tells us in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you to shout and jump a pew. Oh, what? No, that's the Revised Rotten Version. You know what NIV stands for? Not Inspired Version. Just remember that. Anyhow, it says in the King James Bible, ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. Right there, that covers it all. There's that missions, praise God. And then the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, verse that every one of us can quote, praise God. Brother Herman, use that verse. We use, you know, I thought about changing the title of this message. I had on the radio this morning, I don't know if Brother Will heard everything this morning, but we played Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me and I Am Blessed on the radio this morning. And I had a sermon by Brother Herman where he preached about some things that the church, that will hinder the church, some things that will hinder the church. And I thought about changing the title of this and some things that will help the church. Amen. We get those things that will hinder us out of the way and then we can get some help. Amen. Amen. And praise God, he just come before God, didn't he? And he prayed. And the scripture tells us there, Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. Which thou knowest not. Ain't that good? I mean, God says you keep a praying, you keep a trusting me, and I'll bless you with the blessing that you can't even imagine right now. You can't imagine how good God is going to bless you and what God's going to do down the road. I can say the same thing entering into this year. Ain't no way I could have wrote out what gospel way it was going to be doing in 2007. I would have missed it. I'd have missed it. By everything that we're doing now and the ministries is going out of this church, I'd have missed it. We got a letter in today, one of those little cards. You see them cards all over the place about the correspondence courses. You got one? And we had one come in this week. That ain't it, but these little cards, we send them out, people hand them out, you give them out and everything. We had one come in this week. Somebody in King's Mountain's writing, wanting to hear about the gospel, wants to go in this, do his correspondence course. You know what? Hey, we've had some write in. They ain't never come in this church. I don't know if they went somewhere else. We've tried to reach some of them. We tried to follow up and everything. But they wrote back and they told us they got saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. That's good. Amen. I couldn't have wrote all this out. But God says, you just go ahead and follow me, and I'll enlarge your coast. And he said, you go ahead and pray, and I'll show you mighty things that you don't even know about. You can't even imagine what I can do for you, praise God. I know 2007 ain't over yet, but I mean, it will be pretty quick, amen? I mean, time flies, don't it? Don't you reckon God's going to give us something that thou knowest not of for 2008, amen? Some great and mighty things that we know not. Amen. Ain't God good? Praise His name. Listen, I told you I was going to get bogged down on this point. Let me also add, praise God, he talks about missions and prayer and soul winning, three things that shows God's moving, and God granted that request. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 11, verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. Don't we want to be wise? Amen. Don't we want to feel God's moving? And then thirdly, let me give you this, and I'll tell you what, and I've said this before, we've started a lot of activity this year. A lot of it started after May, had the missions revival and everything. We started doing more with the tape and CD ministry, started the Bible courses, correspondence courses, and the Bible courses that people are taking. And we started, praise God, I'm going to lose track of everything we did, the nursing home ministries, going to five different nursing homes. And the ladies' prayer group, it started earlier in the year. The men's prayer breakfast. I mean, we just go on and on. I know I'm going to miss something. Radio ministry, radio program comes on every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. But you know, bus visitation, praise God. Thank you, Brother Johnny. Need a little help. Bus visitation. Visitation on Tuesday night, praise God. And you say, well, go out there and you don't see some of them come in. Well, but God sends somebody else in. It's all right. Just keep doing it, amen? Just keep being faithful, amen? Yeah. Well, hey, but you know what? You can have activity without the touch of God. And it's meaningless. You know what else he said? He said, enlarge my coast. But then he said, he prayed that thy hand might be with me. He said that thy hand might be with me. Praise God, we can have everything else going on. But without the touch of God, it's nothing. Without the touch of God, it's nothing. In fact, we'd come in here and have a good service and praise the Lord and shout it out, praise God. But without the touch of God, there's nothing going to happen out of this church. We're going to be like an old stagnant pond. But with the touch of God, God says He granted it. He said He prayed. He said that Thy hand be upon me. And God granted him that which he requested. He said, that sounds good. Amen. I'll just do that. You know what? You know what he said? He said, that sounds good. And he said, I believe I'm going to touch him. Amen. I'm going to touch him. Praise God. We need the touch of God, don't we?
Amen.
Let me give you this verse here. I know I got bogged down in point number two, and I got 4 points this morning instead of three. But 1 John 2:20, the Bible says, but ye have an unction. I like that word. Ye have an unction from the Holy One, and that's capital H and a capital O, Holy One, and ye know all things. Ye have an unction from the Holy One. You know what? We need an unction of the Holy Ghost, amen? We need a touch of God. And I'm not talking about something crazy. I'm not talking about something off the wall, but I'm talking about something real. Yeah, man, we can have a form and a fashion, and we can have a program, and we can have a routine, and we can sing the same songs, and we can come in here and sit on the pews, and we can go out this building, and nothing be accomplished for Jesus Christ without a touch of God, without the unction of the Holy Spirit. Boy, we was talking this morning in our young adult class. Brother Todd got started talking about it, and I remember some of them old rock altars. He got talking about some of them old rock altars. We was about ready to take a rock and go out there and start one this morning. You know what? I mean, you look at the generation before us. They were praying people. And thank God, I mean, listen, if it takes us getting a rock altar going, whatever. Hey, we need the touch of God on this place. We need the touch of God on our lives. We need the touch of God on our families, praise God. I mean, all's vain. I like that song talking about, brethren, we have met to worship. All is vain. Except the Holy One come down. All is vain. Last of all, let me give you this. He said, bless me indeed. He said, enlarge my coast. He said, that thy hand be upon me. Boy, we could stay there for a while. I like that. Amen. Hey, let me back up and give you one thought on that. Think about old John on the Isle of Patmos. He was all by himself. And the Bible says he heard, and then he turned, and then the Bible says the Lord touched him. Amen. The Lord touched him. The Lord put his hand on him. It wouldn't have been, everything else wouldn't have been accomplished if it wasn't for God's touch. Amen. Then last of all, let me say, he said, keep me. Keep me from evil that it might not grieve thee. He prayed that the Lord would lead him, that the Lord would guide him. He said, Lord, you not only touch me, but you keep me directed in the right path. You know, one of the greatest illustrations of the church is being a sheep. And because sheep are one of the dumbest animals there are. I mean, that's what God did for us. God shows how we are. And sheep are just like most Baptists. But we stray. They say that old sheep will stray away. And sometimes a shepherd, he has that staff, and it's crooked on one end, for a reason, not that he can put his arm up on it, and it'd be a, you know, it's that he can get a hold of that sheep. Sometimes that sheep will be on the edge of a cliff or something, or edge of a hill, and he'll take that crook and put it around his neck and lift him up, bring him up into safety. And because he's what? He's went astray. He's got away. You know, Lord, old Jabez said, I'm just an old dumb sheep. And sometimes I run off the cliff, and I run off the edges, and I get over in the side ditches. Lord, keep me away from some of that. Reach down your hand and lift me up out of that. Reach down your hand and keep me on the straight and narrow path, praise God. Ain't that a blessing? It's good. And guess what? God granted him that which he requested. He said, keep me from evil, and God granted him that which he requested. The Bible says in Matthew 6:13, in that model prayer, he says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We need God's leadership. We need God's touch. We need God's moving. We need God's blessings. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad I'm part of something bigger than me. I'm part of something greater that, I mean, I can't imagine it all. I can't comprehend it all. And I hope you feel like that this morning. I hope you realize that God's blessed our church so greatly in this past year. We couldn't have started out to begin in 2007 and charted the course any better than what God's done. Yeah, there's been some ups and downs, but we couldn't have charted the course any better. And I guarantee you we couldn't sit down and chart the course for 2008 if the Lord tarries. Of course, the best thing would be if the Lord just go ahead and rapture us on out of here, Brother Tom. Amen, brother. And that might be His plan. It might be His plan in 2007. And I tell you what, I'm ready to go. Amen. God knows your heart. Ask musicians to come around. Maybe, Miss Davis, would you come around with a song? Amen. God knows your heart. Won't you obey the Lord? We'll go to the Lord in the word of prayer. I'll give you a time, opportunity to come and pray. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, I'd like to take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure that you're saved. Know for sure everything's all right between you and the Lord. That's the most important thing. Everyone stand if you would. Obey Him. You just want to come around and pray wherever the need might be. Oh, Lord God. Think about old Jesus.